On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Goodness, let's hear that Smith song. Yeah, oh, I love the song. Yeah, because I'm Big Mouth and I'm striking back. Is that what it is? No, I just sort of talk. I mean, listen or don't listen. The choice is yours. I say this once in a while. No one's forcing you to listen. So here it is. Do what you want. Okay. So, what's up? What's up, America? So more measles are outbreaking in various places still. So, could you please vaccinate your kids, you dum-dums? Really? What is that about? Stop it. You need tinfoil hats. You're jeopardizing other people. But, you know, I started thinking, if you don't vaccinate your kids, the only other kids that are going to get sick are the ones that don't get vaccinated, too. All the smart people vaccinate their kids, so they're not going to get your stupid measles, okay? So you're going to spread it amongst yourselves, amongst other dum-dums. But, you know, it's not the kids' fault. It's the parents' fault. So the kids shouldn't have to suffer with measles. And I actually started reading, and I don't know if it's true because I read it. You know how that goes. But the Somali population, they are often targeted by these anti-vax groups. So that measles tend to happen more with Somalis over here or over there. I don't know. Again, I read it. All I care about is that no one I know gets the measles. And I don't know if our vaccinations wear off when we're older. Like, am I still immune to the measles because I got a vaccination when I was a child? I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to be around the measles anyway. But they said the measles is super catchy. You know how you catch it? From breathing on someone. That's it. You don't have to sneeze or cough or anything. You just have to breathe. So that's a good point. I don't think people should be making out. That's a really germ-infested thing to do. Maybe that's why people stay single. Because making out, hey, maybe it's fun, but you know what? It's dangerous. You're going to get sick. You're going to get the measles. So we have a situation. Kendall Jenner ad. Yeah, well, I know this already happened about a week and a half ago or something, and I should have brought it up sooner, but I'm bringing it up now, okay? Because I keep forgetting, because it's so innocuous and stupid, and I don't care, but I want to make sure everybody knows about it, and I think everybody already does, so I guess you're the last to know. I was the second last. There's a Pepsi ad. Or there was a Pepsi ad. They took that thing right down, rightfully so. Because it's stupid. Okay, here's what it is. I know you already know. Look it up. Otherwise, you can still find the ad on YouTube. And I watched it, unfortunately. There's some kind of protest happening. You don't know what it's about. But there's all these really young, good-looking people holding signs about peace. And they're marching somewhere. And then Kendall Jenner, who I guess is one of the Kardashians, maybe, probably. I don't know. She looks like one. I think she is. I don't watch that stuff. I'm just reporting the news. She sees what's happening. Some guy walks by with a cello. I don't know. Maybe he's going to a concert. And he got swept up in the whole movement. I don't know. And she rips off her wig and starts following the mass of people like a sheep. And then somehow buys a Pepsi or has a Pepsi or acquires a can of Pepsi and walks up to one of the cops who's also good looking, and he's standing there, and she hands him the Pepsi. I even talking about this makes me feel angry. Hands him a Pepsi, and everybody smiles and yay, woo, it's over. Peace has evolved. I don't know. I don't like it. I'm glad I never saw it. I only heard about it after the fact. I'm trying to picture myself if I had to watch that ad, which I don't watch television to see an ad, but if I did, I'd probably laugh. I'd go, what? What? Really? And not laugh in a good way, like with those Geico caveman commercials, which were hilarious. I don't know what happened to those, but those used to be really funny. So that was a funny ad, for example, and this was an awkward, terrible ad that I don't know. Even Saturday Night Live made fun of it a couple of weeks ago, about who would think of such a thing. You know, again, I'm not going to give it any more press. It's stupid. I'm glad it's over. I hope it never happens again. It just degraded the whole movement into a fluff of nothingness, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Pepsi. I might still drink you, but I really actually prefer grapefruit soda, like Squirt and anything that's a grapefruit soda. I like that. That's my favorite kind of soda. So I probably won't drink Pepsi after all. Thank you. So has Donald Trump blown us up yet? Right, so I heard some news. That's all I'm going to talk about. And it has to do with Facebook. Okay, so you know, Facebook has a lot of live feeds. They do videos. I've done some myself with no problem, and I want it to stay that way. Unfortunately, people have these videos of live streams, and they're very, not only controversial, but illegal. So I think they're going to ruin it for everyone, much like that shoe bomber. Now we have to take off our shoes at the airport because of one guy. Well, this needs to stop. The latest thing, which just happened, it like within the last 2 days, I think it happened Easter Sunday, that this man did a live video of him of himself shooting another guy that walked up to him, asked him a question, or said something to him, and then shot him. And it's streaming on YouTube. I mean, on Facebook. So they found out, you know, took down the video, took down his account, and now he's wanted. You know, there's a bigger problem than that, than just Facebook having it out there and people seeing it, which is horrible, of course. But how stupid do you have to be doing that in the first place? Okay, you're announcing to the world that you're a criminal, and not only that, you're not just like confessing to a crime, which would be stupid and bad enough. You're committing a crime. A felony, a murder, for everyone to watch you do this. So now there's a reward out for this man. He's wanted by the law, obviously. So you want to get caught. You must. Are you proud of the fact you can go kill someone or commit whatever crime you want to do? I mean, be proud of something like skydiving or something you finally accomplished, and you want to show everyone that, yay, that's a good thing. I don't know about this crime committing. You know, there's been suicides and things. People have filmed their own suicides, put it on Facebook, this and that. I mean, everything's getting dark. It's getting to a dark place on there. It's almost like a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie in the future. What is this? Now people are going to watch murders? Is it like the Hunger Games? What's happening that this is acceptable and being allowed at all? That it has to be taken down. It got on there somehow. I mean, I'm not saying we have to have puppies and kittens 24/7 and rainbows and happiness. I mean, I don't think that's what social media should be about anyway. I don't use it for pleasantries. I like to dig a little deeper, be a little controversial, ask the questions, maybe do religion, maybe do politics. If necessary, why not? Dig in. And I'm not just saying I'm having a tea party, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm having this for lunch, I'm meeting with my friends. Ooh, here's my new baby. There's more. but you don't need to go the dark route. And who are these people doing that? You're very foolish. You're very stupid. You think you're a big shot for doing this, or whatever your reasoning. It's dumb. It really is dumb, and you need to stop it. Come on. You know what that means? Oh, it's a Tory pet peeve. Oh, here's one that bothers me. What bothers me? People that say or type this. Okay, same thing. Saying, typing, I don't see a difference nowadays. Texting, whatever. It's communication. People that say, happy belated birthday. No. No. Wrong. It's belated happy birthday. I'm wishing you a belated happy birthday. Their birthday wasn't late. You were. How can it be happy belated birthday? Again, their birthday was not late. You were late. It's like saying, oh, your birthday's really the next day. Say it's April 8th and you're it's April 9th today. So your birthday's really April 9th. Even though it's the 8th, you're going to say, it's a happy belated birthday. I'm making your birthday a day later. No, you were the day late. Belated happy birthday. The happy birthday should be in quotes. You're wishing happy birthday. You just say happy birthday. I see it all over people's Facebook pages. Two words, happy birthday. Happy birthday. So when they're late, just put it in front. Belated. A belated happy birthday. I'm still saying happy birthday, but it's belated. Stop breaking it up with your happy belated birthday. You're a moron. I will judge you. You're an idiot. And I mean, don't do this anymore. If I see you doing it, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to think it. And so will everybody else now. Ha! Pokemon! Oh yeah, Pokemon Go. Still going strong. Yep, yep, yep. And you know, DW Field Park in Brockton, Massachusetts is a place where you can catch a lot. They're spawning many new Pokemon. Okay, actually, Dratini's Martini. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what that means? There's a Dratini up there. That's right. Okay? So if you don't have one, go get one. Okay? There's all second generation Pokemon around. I've decided I want to start battling at gyms. I've been building my horsepower, CP power, whatever. I like to say horsepower. Oh, combat power, actually. It's CP. And I'm trying to build that up in some certain Pokemon, and I'm going to put them at a gym and start battling. I battled last year in Boston, and I won my first battle, but then I lost the second. So I really needed to work on that. I'm still collecting them. Okay, so that's my latest on Pokemon Go. It's still a thing. If you think it's not, you're wrong. Maybe it's not as hot as it was last summer. What is? Do people still play Angry Birds? Do people still play Candy Crush? I don't know. I'm sure they played a lot more when it first came out. It's called a fad, and then it dies down. But for some of us, we just want to keep doing it. Maybe we don't have anything else going on. Maybe it's a distraction. Do you ever think about that? Life is full of distractions. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing. It all depends. Everything depends on how you look at it. Okay? You're living your life. No one else is living it for you. So why don't you do what you want? Okay? If you want to play Pokemon Go, you just do that. You're not hurting anyone. Maybe you want to distract yourself. It keeps yourself out of trouble or from doing drugs. Then it's a great thing. If people want to knock you for playing your little video games, just say, well, hey, at least it stops me from shooting up.
mean, think of something clever. Think of a clever retort. I mean, that's what I would do, probably. You don't have to be me and snarky. But hey, it's better than mind your own business. You know, try to be original, like driving in traffic. Remember I told you, don't give cars the finger. Ah, I hear that story all the time. I gave them the finger. They gave me the finger. Okay? Don't. This is what you do. I'll tell you again. I should tell you every week because you don't seem to listen. Give them a thumbs up. It's so ironic and funny. Okay? That's what you do. Like, good job. Mouth the words, good job, when they do something asinine. Then it's hilarious. Okay? Plus, then you're not as likely to get into road rage. And if you are, whatever, it's still funnier than giving them the finger, which is definitely negative. Okay? And it's overused. Everyone's doing that. Try to be original in life. Thank you. Yeah, so the Boston Marathon happened, and Kenya won. All right, so does everybody know that Barack Obama is on a vacation again somewhere really cool? Before he was, like, water jetting with Richard Branson or something, and that was cool. And he's back in a yacht again. Oh, my God, what a life, what a life. I mean, he had a crappy 8 years as president. He was treated like crap. I mean, maybe it was good for him, but it was a lot of stress, and his hair turned gray, and people were angry with him. But he did his service, and now, man, he gets to really party. If you haven't heard, yeah, he's on another yacht having fun. It's like the Geffen yacht. He's another big wig or something. But anyway, so he's... I think in Tahiti. You know, I'd love to go to Tahiti just to go. But anyway, he's there with, get this, with Tom Hanks and his wife, Oprah Winfrey. Okay? Okay? And I guess Bruce Springsteen. And I don't really care so much about Bruce Springsteen. You know? What is that about? I don't own one of his records. I never did. He's like overrated to me. But maybe, you know, it's because he's like the working man's, you know, musician with his jeans and his flannels. I don't know. So he's like, yeah, anybody can sing. I just work on cars, but I can sing. And I'm from Jersey. So, yeah, he's not like a P. Diddy, obviously. So, I mean, that's your thing. Or he's not Eminem. All right. He's not like rough around the edges and with this drama and weird stuff and closets cleaning him out. So, you know, Bruce Springsteen, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's like Kenny G. I don't want to go on a yacht with him either. But Tom Hanks, oh yeah. Can you imagine how much fun it would be? Then you got Oprah. And then I started thinking, if all these celebrities, when they all get together, and they do, obviously, like, you know, functions or whatnot, but say they're like right now casual, relaxed on a boat. I'm on a boat. Now I want to go watch I'm on a Boat, Lonely Island. Anyway, do they sit around? I mean, I don't think the president has to, ex-president, because he was the president. So that's like the top, okay? You can't beat that. There's no emperors, okay? It's not ancient Rome. So you're the president of the United States. That's up. That's the maximum level, okay? You've maxed out. Can't level up. So my point is, when you sit around talking, you don't have to like boast and brag. Because you were the president. That's it. You don't have to say anything else. But, like, Tom Hanks and Oprah and Bruce Springsteen, do they have to sit around and, like, pretend, like, who's got the most money and who's the most powerful and the most important? Do their egos, in other words, have a field day? I'm so curious. I mean, I'm sure the people on the yacht, like the waiters or servers, whatever you call them, the help, the butlers, the yacht butlers, whatever, they might overhear these conversations. Do they run out and tell people, or do they have to, like, are they sworn to secrecy? They lose their job or something. But I just want to know, I want to get a job on a mega yacht now. I just want to, as like an entertainer, I will just do my podcast, my Tory, my accent, something. I'm going to get on a mega yacht and I'm going to be around these celebrities. And I just want to hear, just for my own, you know, for my own reasons, for reasons, if their egos start to take off and brag about something. Because I've seen regular people act that way who are nowhere near celebrities. I mean, their income is not even close. But they puff themselves up, okay? Okay? And it's awkward. I don't like being around that. When people act like, oh, I've done this, and I've scuba dived there, off the, in the coral, in the Great Reef, the Great Barrier Reef, anything. I don't want to hear it, because you sound like you're bragging, and I don't like it. But, as I said, presidents don't have to brag, because they're just presidents. But everybody else, I'd love to hear. You know, Tom Hanks, he seems like a real guy, and I can't picture him bragging too much. And Bruce Springsteen, I don't know. What could he brag about? Really? I don't know. Nothing. Who's the other one? Oprah. Oh, you know, Oprah's Oprah. We need three other celebrities that I want a better gauge at. Like, one of the Kardashians would be bragging and acting ridiculous. I could picture that. Who else? Maybe Miley Cyrus? I don't know. I'm just imagining who we put together in this group. Tim Allen? I don't know. Random people. I want to see how the interplay, okay, the dynamics of this situation. And again, these are the things that keep me up at night. Now, I saw The Cult in concert not that many years ago. I want to say it was around 2008 or 2009 at the Orpheum in Boston. And I was a little disappointed because, of course, I wanted The Cult from the 80s. And, yeah, it was the same singer, Ian somebody, whatever, was so handsome back in the day. Okay? You see him about 10 years ago and maybe 9 years ago. And he was a little bloated, and he sort of phoned in his performance. The singing was not as great as it used to be. So, and he did a bunch of stuff, new stuff that I didn't even like. He did like, they had like three good songs, and they did those. Maybe it was even just two. And they did those, and then they did a bunch of other stuff that I didn't care for. But, okay, but I got sidetracked. I wasn't even going to talk about The Cult. Just, you know, happened to play that song. What I am going to say, because we didn't touch on Trump, did we? Did we talk about Trump today? Other than, you know, did he blow us up? I don't know. No. Yes. No. If you're listening to this, then so far, so good. Yay. Fingers crossed. Yeah. The national anthem thing. Okay. At the White House Easter egg roll hunt, ding dong, whatever. I mean, watch the video. It's pretty funny and it's short. I mean, if you have 5 seconds, just watch this video. If you haven't heard. The national anthem starts playing and everyone has his hand on his or her heart. Don't say their heart because that's wrong. And Donald Trump's just standing there like a doofus until Melania gives him a little nudge, which it's hard to see. It's down low. And then his hand goes right up. Whoop, there it is. So she had to explain, you know, a little knife, wifey nudge. So that had to happen. I just think it's a little amusing. I mean, let's not blow it up into a huge big thing, which I know people like to do for every little thing. But it's funny. Let's be honest. It's funny. If it happened to Obama and Michelle nudged him, everyone would be all over it too. Don't tell me. They used to, I mean, there was photos that were reversed and showing the wrong hand on a heart, or somebody else didn't put his hand on his heart, and it showed that he did later during the anthem. It just was a delayed thing, I don't know. They're trying to manipulate you. In this case, not really. It just happened, and, you know, it was fixed. But be careful of stories that really try to manipulate you into thinking one thing when it's not. I think Facebook now is getting on board with it. And the first thing I see on my feed the last few days is, do you know how to find out fake news? Do you know how to check out news, make sure it's real? So it's becoming a real problem. Obviously, I think it has been. Don't just believe what you hear. Again, if I'm telling you there's a Melania thing where she's nudging him, it may not be even true. But it is, and you can definitely find that through many, many bigly sources, okay? And it's, again, I'm not making a huge deal of it. I think it's funny. You know, what is he going to do? He needs a woman with him all the time, obviously. He can't function on his own. He needs to keep finding women and wives. He needs to do that. He's a man-child. He needs to be taken care of, okay? So that's what that was obviously about. Superstitious country in the world is? Okay. You're never gonna guess it. I didn't even know. But it is India. Okay, that's something. I thought the United States was pretty superstitious with its whole baseball, you know, sports themed anyway. You have to wear your cap a certain way and socks and underwear and never change them. I don't know. But, India. I used to wonder if I'd ever really want to go to India just to say I've been to India. But then you hear the stories, and especially the smells. Okay, my nose, as some of you know, is superhuman. I'm dog face, and Ron knows it, and other people know it. I can smell things other people can't from far distances as well. If someone walks by me in houses, two houses over, I can smell what they're cooking. It's bizarre, okay? It's bizarre, and it's true. And you can test me anytime you want. So India, ooh, I don't know. I'd be sort of trapped in the country of smells, and then what do you do? So probably just for that reason alone, never mind dysentery. I mean, I don't even want to go to Mexico because I hear about the water. So India, probably low on my list of places to travel to. Yeah, I'll probably never travel anywhere. I'll probably live and die in the United States, and that's fine. That's fine. You know, there's a better world out there after we're gone. There's another dimension. And that's the one we should all be excited about going to anyway, I think. Okay, so especially if you have to live and die in some place like Arkansas, then I'm speaking directly to you. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it, because what's next is probably even better. All right, so that's all. Calm down. Next up is a movie I want to see about the life of Heath Ledger. Okay? So I'm going to be watching that. That's next on my list of things to do when it comes out. Meanwhile, I don't know, just take care of yourself. Hang in there. Think about what you want to do as far as movies go. Yeah, absolutely, because that's very important. What movie do you want to see next? Tell me. Talk to me. Write to me. Send an email to the station, care of the station. You know where you're listening to this from. Ron Van Dam, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, Podbean, wherever you're hearing it, wherever you clicked, man. Read the page. There's a link. Send an email. What movie do you want to see next? You know what? I'll talk about it on a future broadcast if you leave your first name and what movie. I'll be like, you know, Joe from Whitman wants to see the new Avengers 4 movie with Jeff Goldblum or something. I don't know. Tell me. What's up? What up with you? Okay? So that does it for this week, and we'll check in next week with more funny stuff and serious stuff that's not that serious, but maybe it is, okay? Whatever I decide. It's whatever I decide. Unless you want to write me a message and you can help decide. Okay, peace.
Oh yes, beautiful girl, love the dress. Where she is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone down.